And what we would like to do now is to take you on a meditation. And so thank you for your questions, and let yourself find a comfortable position. Getting yourself settled, getting your body balanced. Letting your body be quiet. Talking to your body and saying, listen, body, in a little while I will deal with everything that you want. We'll do something for you. We'll get up, we'll move around, we'll go out in the beautiful day, whatever you want. We'll feed you, we'll take you wherever you want to go, whatever. But for right now, body, and thank you for being with me and thank you for supporting me, I ask you to be quiet. And we ask you also to enable yourself to get really in touch with this meditation, to not make any noises or sounds, right? To stay silent. Let that energy that would come out in sounds, let that energy transmute into enlightenment, into a higher vibrational flow for you. Let your body be quiet. Let your mind begin to quiet. Let yourself be gentle with you. Closing your eyes, if they're not already closed, letting yourself go to your center, your quiet place within. Your body's in a position where it doesn't have to move around. If your body wants to move around during the meditation, take that energy that wants to go in the body and move it up into your crown. Move it up into your heart chakra. Transmute it. We go within. You've pulled a curtain of privacy around you, and whatever sounds that you hear from the outside will not disturb you, but only serve to reinforce your depth of relaxation. So letting yourself go to the optimal level of relaxation. Very gently, just letting yourself just drop there, like that. And know you're in control at all times. And that you, if you feel that there's too much energy going on or any kind of disturbance, can just simply open your eyes and it will go away. And then you can close your eyes and just return to join us. So let yourself begin to think about what it is you want. Now, for some people, this is tricky. What do I really want in the form, in the manifestation? Yeah, I want a lot of money. But what's the form? What's the channel through which that money arrives? I'm not sure of that yet. And that's all right. You may be, however, sure of what channel you want that money to come through. That is an expression of you, of your truth, of your creativity, of your life. And if so, think about that. What are the forms? If you don't know the particular channel through which your money, for example, would come, then just imagine yourself wealthy. That's easy enough to do. You're in a comfortable place. You're in a beautiful place. Just let yourself feel the comforts. Feel the trappings of success. Feel what that would feel like to you. How nice to feel safe, secure. How you would feel free. the amount of love that would be in your life. How you would feel empowered and juiced up with your own creativity, with your interactions with others, with your growing awakening awareness of who you are as the divine being. A beautiful life. Moving now into the intangibles, as we already have started. For you to be at that level, how big do you have to be? Not physically, energetically. How comfortable are you with mega success? With this level of happiness? Considering the life tracks you've been on, the particular challenges and obstacles that have been common for you to face, what would it be like to be flowing on a life track, achieving a goal, but then there will be more fun, interesting, beautiful goals still ahead? You're always in flow towards something better. What would that feel like to not have any problems? What would it feel like to have no challenges and obstacles that required you to climb over them or try to circumvent them or blast them and destroy them or fight them or agitate about them or learn about them and earn your way past them? What if that just wasn't part of your life? What would you do without all that time and all that space within you? What would you do with a mind that refused to go to negative things? Wow, what would you think about all day? What would you work on? How would you function? How would you operate? And thinking about all the wonderful physical manifestations that would be there of health, of wealth, and love, and upliftment. How much do you want there? Can you really, truly allow yourself to have it, to really have it? Are you willing to have it without feeling obligated in any way to anyone? It's yours. You ordered it. It's yours. It's natural to you to have this all the time. You take it for granted. It's there every day. Yet you feel gratitude, and it just, the love wells up. And there's always more, more beautiful things, more magic. What life track is that? Feel it. Feel yourself in that life track, that everything is that way. That even when obstacles or glitches or challenges show up, you're calm. Oh, okay. So let's celebrate some. Yay! I'm on my way. And they dissolve. They become far less than what in the past you would have expected them to be. They resolve very positively, most of them. Resolve very positively. The others, they just resolve okay. But nevertheless, you're on a life track in where you expect magic, where you expect things to resolve for you in ways that are supportive and loving and caring for you. What does that feel like? Who are you? What is your identity? You are one of the fortunate ones, one of the wealthy ones, one of the successful, visible, powerful leaders of humanity? Who are you? How does it feel to belong to that group? To identify with the other people who are on your level? How would it feel to identify with those people who have followings, who have tremendous supporters, that whatever you say, they listen? How would that feel? It's more than now. It's another level, two levels, three levels. You've leveraged up hugely. Can you actually have it without any guilt? Without feeling obligated to give it away? To serve? Can you allow yourself to just have it and enjoy it however you want to? Can you allow yourself just to live your life whiling away your time in pleasureful pursuits? Can you accept that life? Can you imagine yourself there? Step into a vignette of your future, a future you are wanting to have, that you're imagining, that you're desiring to have. By putting light on this particular future, you're moving it more into the realm of your goal, into the realm of probability, because you're choosing it. You are choosing this level of magnitude. Feel it. Own it. This is natural to you. It's every day to you. Feel how that feels. It is beyond your current level of receiving. But that's fine. You can grow into it. That's the process. But feel it now. Make a connection with it. You are your future right now. You are the future you. Just be there for just a moment. And you are experiencing a lot of support. We have called your friends from the other side. Some in body, some out of body. Teachers, mentors, masters. We've called them to be with you. And they're showing up as a sky filled with stars. And we too are some of those stars surrounding you, witnessing this future. This future you are choosing. We witness your choice. The level of happiness and fulfillment and celebration. We are witnessing that choice. The level of wealth, health, and love. We are witnessing your choice. This is your order. Just like at a restaurant, you place your order, a menu of many, many possibilities that you've played with, that you've thought about. These are the possibilities you have selected. This is your order. Choose it now. Just mentally choose it. I choose it. I choose this wonderful, wonderful goal, this wonderful future. I choose being here and we as part of the sky filled with stars, we move our stars from position and come above your head to form a bright star the way we show ourselves. And we send a beam of light down to you, that by the time it reaches you is a column of light that surrounds you. You are completely within our column of light. We have heard your choice. And we and you are now lining up your life track. Lining up your life track to this place, to this state, to this level. Let us love you, support you. Let us hear your choice. And now all that charge, all that issue, all that fighting, earning, stress, distress, irritation, annoyance, frustration, limitation, restriction that you have felt around this, all the lack of believing in the possibility of this. Oh, can that really be for me? Can I really have that? We have a nice vortex for you. At the count of three, we're just going to, with your assistance and your choice, to help remove all of that excess, all of that excess energy, all of the drama, all of the self-importance, or the significance of the goal, or what a big deal it is. All that is outside the flow. Give it to us at the count of three. Let us send it out through the vortex to be transmuted into light. It will not harm us. It will not harm the one who channels us. It will not harm anyone out there in the world. No matter how dark the stuff is, it is what you're willing to let go of so that you can truly own this new self, this new life, fully and completely have, without any restrictions, without any dark price to pay, without any guilt that now you should serve everyone or you should do this or do that with what your resources are. They're for you. They are your toy. To be okay with you being this successful. Anything in the way, give it to us at the count of three. One, you can sense it perhaps as a kind of a sludgy energy just kind of coming out of you. We're gathering it, collecting it. Two, form it, put it together into some kind of globby thing. That's right. Pulling, 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 pulling. All sorts of contracts, agreements, all sorts of things like, I'm not going to be more successful than my parents. Come on, let that one go too. Oh, if I become visible, I will be humiliated. Let it go. I will be leaving someone behind or hurting someone by my success. Let it go. Come on, let it go into this glob. Pulling this glob together. Here we go. Pulling this glob, pulling it, pulling it, pulling it. And three. Just let it gently, gently out. You don't have to work at getting it out. Let us do that. No charge, okay? Just letting it go. It's stuff you don't need. You don't want anymore. That's it. Just let yourself empty out now of that stuff. We're pulling out all sorts of stuff. Feel yourself lighten and get lighter, brighter, maybe a little tingly. So we pull all that stuff out, revealing the real light that's underneath there, the real light that's you, the beauty of you, the soul that shines through of your essence, your truth. And just feel the emptiness. Feel the space. Let that be okay. It might be a little disorienting. Just float with that little space. Part of what you let go of, we noticed that that was a hard one for you, was the belief that your reality doesn't have that much abundance available for you. It does. It does. It's just that your social mindset has said you can't have all three. You can't have love, wealth, and health. But you can. You placed the order. It's yours. Let your reality figure out how to put that together. Don't give the job to your mind now. Don't let your mind think of how in the world am I ever going to get there. No, let it go. Let it go. Don't let your mind come in now. Just float in the emptiness. Let your mind be kind of quiet and curious to note the state that you are in. Quiet, curious. Just float a bit. Surrounded in a column of light and a sky filled with stars, just float a bit. And you begin floating gently, more in a flow, more in a direction. Feel yourself moving forward, whatever that means to you. Just sense yourself moving. It's a gentle flow, easy, easy. Just feel yourself flowing. Sense yourself flowing through episode after episode. Event, circumstance, change, shifting, one after another. See yourself moving from the life track that you have been on, which had more suffering, had much more limitation. And just see yourself with every episode shifting over to a brighter track. Another episode moving another way to a brighter track. And now lined up on that track, an episode, and moving to a brighter track. Celebrating more every time. Every episode leading you towards that beautiful future. Sense that vibration of that future with you now, pulling you, pulling your reality, your outer reality, into lining up. Feel your outer reality lining up, moving to a new life track by choice. Imagining all the things that possibly could go wrong. You laughing, and then they just resolve themselves, and something better comes out of it. Moving to a better life track, a brighter, 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 brighter life track. Until you settle into your goal. Maybe not exactly just what you imagined a few moments ago. But it feels so right, so true, so good for you. Settle into that future track. Settle into that goal. Settle your focus, your energies to that, and feel it. Claim it. Own it. It's yours. It's your order. You've made the choice. At the count of three, send this order out through the vortex, the intention of which is to inform your whole reality, not that it doesn't already know, but as a ritual to inform your world of your choice, to line up your life to this beautiful space of being. One. Two. Feel sparkles. Sparkles of imagination coming together. Two and three. Send them out. We are taking them with you and us. Taking them out. Sending them out. Sending them out. Letting your world know. Gently, gently, just relax. Let us do that. Sending that beautiful energy out there. Feeling empty. You sent all this beautiful energy out in the world. You're just floating in this joyous emptiness. Safe, loved, free. Powerful. It is done. Knowing that it is done, expect the magic. Expect the magic to lead you there. Know you've made the choice. You've selected your order from the menu of life. Bring yourself back to body consciousness now. Back into your body. Grounding yourself in earth. We're going to help. Grounding yourself below into earth. Grounding yourself above. To your higher self, to your soul's beautiful future. Aligned, grounded, ready. Let your eyes gently open. Remain calm for just a minute. You have done a big piece of work with virtually no effort. Let that be a template for your responses to your life. Casually, calmly, to allow yourself to stay in this flow. You're in the flow. The excess is gone, discharged with love. It has been a pleasure, as always, for us to work with you today. And as usual, we wish for you the very, very best. So just call on us anytime. We like you to call on us at night when you go to bed, because then we can work on you all night long. We can lift stuff out of you. We can do healing work. We can attract and magnetize opportunities, whatever you would like. But you can call on us anytime and feel those stars surrounding you. You are loved. You are supported by so, so many. You are not alone. Let yourself enjoy and live your life to the fullest in celebration. We surround you with our light and, as always, dear ones, our love. Farewell.